The summit's virtual, the tension real. US President Joe Biden wanted to meet his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping in person, but the Chinese leader rejecting all external invites. The fact the US wants to push ahead flags the importance of a bilateral relationship which has hit stalemate.
I would argue that the US-China relationship is at one of its most precarious moments that it's been in for quite some time.
China says it's ready to work with the US to get the relationship back on track. The two superpowers have shared interests. There's the fight against COVID, the problems with the global supply chain, and global warming. Joe Biden has had two conversations with Xi Jinping since he moved into the Oval Office. The first didn't happen until February. That delay seen by some as a deliberate snub for Beijing. The second conversation was in September. But Joe Biden was very critical of Xi's decision not to go to the climate summit in Glasgow, essentially saying that if you want to be considered a world leader, you have to actually show up to lead. There are tensions between the two, most notably over the Chinese crackdown on pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong, the treatment of mainly Muslim Uyghurs in China, and Chinese military exercises near Taiwan, which the US has promised to defend. One top US official says China's economic growth is changing the global landscape.
We're witnessing one of the largest shifts in global geostrategic power that the world has witnessed, and it only happens once in a while.
China doesn't want a conflict with the United States, just like the US doesn't want a conflict with China. And so I think that the idea of a summit is essentially an off-ramp. It's an opportunity for the two sides to lower the temperatures and take stock of where things are in the relationship.
Summits rarely happen without something to show for it. So there could be movement on trade, visa restrictions, and perhaps even small moves on nuclear weapons. Both sides want to move from confrontation to cooperation. But both sides need to agree that is the next step. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, at the White House.